Lee, got there in the end tonight, victory in the Johnsons Paint. Your thoughts on your team's performance, first of all?
I was pleased. I thought we showed a lot more energy today, obviously, than Saturday. And we're a good side when we play with energy. We're still learning. You can see at times we're a little bit naive on the ball as well as off the ball. But generally, they're a good side and they're full of strong, experienced professionals. And at times they couldn't live with us.
And apart from that late consolation, it was reasonably comfortable for you once you got that goal.
Yeah, it was nice because we didn't have to expend like maximum energy. We managed to sort of keep the ball moving. I thought Kadeem Harris was a really good outlet for us and he was a threat all game. So, no, many positives today after a really disappointing weekend. And like I say, this group will get better. And as we go into Saturday, hopefully you'll see what we're about.
I thought one of those positives tonight was George Smith, second half. He got the assist for the first goal, but seemed to be really assured.
Yeah, I thought second half he had a very good half. We've been asking him to think about the game tactically, and he's improved his ball manipulation no end. And now the next part of that is the one-touch stuff. Can you realise what's on, where's your out ball, where's the outlet? And he linked really well with Kadeem Harris, I thought. And Kadeem Harris took care of the ball, brought it inside. But it was because Juddy got him the ball early. And I think that's important for a winger. They need the ball early.
In terms of the second goal, at least Marley atoned for what seemed to be an incredible miss in the first half.
I know, yeah. But he keeps going, doesn't he, Marley? He never stops running and he's got in there again. And he's sort of got a bit lucky, but he seems to do that a lot, and I think the more he works, the luckier he gets, and it's no fluke. So he's one of those players you wouldn't want to play against him because he's always going to get one of them little shin bobblers and put himself in. But no, again, pleased with his performance because I think we've played more minutes than anyone in the country this year. So it's important that we look after him again because Saturday's a humongous game for us.
What does progress in this competition mean to you tonight?
It means a lot. It means a lot. I want to do well in the competition. We're a big club for the division. We've got a good squad. I think we can utilise that. Hopefully Ryan Williams is back as well now. We brought in Michael Smith today. And all of a sudden you're looking round and not sure what team you're going to pick. And you've got different dynamics within that group. And we can go long, we can go short. Today we played a very small team against a very big team and dominated the ball. So I was pleased we can win football games in different ways.
You must be delighted to get the Michael Smith deal over the line, probably one of the standout signings in League One on deadline day.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a good player. We've tracked him for a long time. He hasn't had a great start this season, if I'm honest. I think partly due to the way Swindon play. He's been asked to come off a lot and it's not what we want from him. We want him to be a sort of old-fashioned focal point. And the reason that the deal's structured like that is because that's the way I wanted the deal. And I think there's improvement in him. I think myself, Tommy Wright and my coaches can do that. And if we can, then I think he'll be well worth the money and paying for him.
Gives you great options as well, doesn't he? Because he comes with a good goal-scoring record from last season.
Yeah, 18 goals last year. He gets across people well. Obviously, he needs the ball in the box early. And it's something we haven't done enough of this year. But I think today our shot count was better from our midfielders. And that's what we need, because we need people with the attitude and dynamic to get shot off.
Nick Townsend signed a permanent deal today. Yeah. And apart from the sort of flap ahead of their one goal, he had another solid display.
Well, he makes a world-class save, doesn't he? And then a piddly little error, really, that he should never have made. But luckily it didn't cost us. But I think that's good business. I think to have two number ones challenging, pushing each other, is very important. And it's important for our club that we have that going on. Obviously, Dibble has been able to go out on loan. And we just signed young Jack Walton as well, who we think is a very good goalkeeper and we think could come through. So the goalkeeper lines now is looking quite good, all young and all hungry and all talented.
And tell us a bit about your other signing today, Harry White, a youngster that I'm sure not many people know about.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one. It's a punt, do you know what I mean? Let's make no odds, but we didn't have any strikers really in the under-21s that was fit and signed on, so it was important that we bumped up that group, and he's played football at a tough level and he's done well. He's scored goals, he's got a great attitude, and he would have walked here. When we showed the interest, I've never seen anybody so keen, and he couldn't stop smiling, and his family looked like a nice family. And they're the types of players we want in. He's under no pressure to get into the first team within this first year. But with some good coaching from Paul Eckenbottom and flirting in between the 21 and the first team groups, we think that we might be able to mould him into something very good.
Is that business done now? I know the loan window sort of opens in a week's
time.
No, I
don't think it's business done. I think we're always looking. I think like you're always looking to move your good players in and your worst ones out, if you like. But we're getting there. It's getting closer. And I was so disappointed with Saturday because I know that we have got a decent group. And hopefully Ryan Williams coming back in as well. It was almost like the forgotten man. He only signed 6 weeks ago. And he looked fit yesterday in his running. So a bit of luck, he'll be back in the squad for Saturday.
Was Keelan Lavery anywhere near today, knowing that's been banded about?
He was nowhere near Barnsley. I know that. No, listen, he's a good player and there'd be a lot of interest in him. We went very close with a couple of really top players and just missed out late to massive money offers, one from abroad. Don't forget, we've kept hold of our players and that's massive as well, because we had an offer today for one of our players. Well, I may as well tell you, Mark Roberts. I won't tell you the club, but just goes to show his rise. And it was a Championship club. So interesting to see that people are looking at our players already. And fair play to the club for saying, no, we're keeping hold of our best players and we're going to bring good ones in as well.
That must give you some positivity about what you're doing with the club and that you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and we've just got to get rid of like the little bits of the naivety that only come with games. If I could fast forward 100 games with this group, then you've got a really, really good side. I thought Joe Rothwell was excellent today because I was behind closed doors, very harsh in my criticism of him and Connor at the weekend. But I thought today Joe and Connor, when he came on, showed that they want to play for Barnsley and they understand what men's football's about. And that was important in a game like this.